Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I'm Mark Hart. This is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Question for you. What if today were the last day of your life? What if you found out today was the last day of your life? You're not waking up tomorrow. What is the first feeling that goes through you? Is it, where can I get to confession? Probably. Is it fear? Is it joy? You finally get to meet the Lord. Is it hope? Well, I hope things go for me as well as I think they're going to go for me. Or is it dread? Is it a list of people you need to reach out to tell you that you love them? To say, yeah, I love you, or please forgive me? Is it a list of things you need to do? Is it a list of regrets you wish you could change? What's the first thing that goes through your mind if today was your last day? You see, these readings here, we're drawing towards the end of the liturgical year. Next week is the end of the liturgical year. Then with Advent, we start a new liturgical year. And as we draw to the end, you probably notice a change in these readings. The readings this week, they seem very dark. They're pretty intense. I mean, you're going to have this reading from the Gospel of Mark, and it's going to be talking about the end times. The moon won't give its light. The stars will be falling from the sky. The powers in the heavens will be shaken. The Son of Man is coming on the clouds with power and glory. You're going to hear these things. It sounds pretty intense. The first reading from Daniel, I mean, the dead are rising. I mean, in the psalm, you're hearing about our inheritance, okay? It's when you have an inheritance, when people die at the end of times. But the good news, if you look at it in the right way, is that our inheritance is what, the psalmist says, is the Lord. Then in Daniel, we hear that, you know, Michael, the great prince, Michael, the archangel, the guardian, is coming in this time of distress. And the people whose names are written in the book, they're going to be saved. But the earth is going to wake. The dead are going to rise. These are really strong images. We're reminded in the second reading that Christ is the path for eternal life. He's the high priest. He's the path for eternal life. He's the one who takes our sins away. We can't take our own away. So when we hear these words, yeah, they might induce fear. Why? Because we're not living the right way. You see, whether or not we hear about it every Sunday, whether or not we think about it every day, there is a great battle going on, a war being waged for our souls. And that's pretty intense imagery. When we hear this name of St. Michael, our guardian archangel, when we hear the name of St. Michael, we're reminded, Michael's name means who is like God. See, Michael was elevated to this great angelic warrior because of his humility, not just because of his strength and power, his humility. Who is like God? No one's like God. Why? Why is Michael the antithesis? Why is he the light to Satan's darkness? Because the name Lucifer means light bearer. The evil one, Lucifer, was trying to be on par with God, who is light, with Christ, who is the light of the world. He's trying to put himself on par with God, the pride, the arrogance, light bearer. But Michael comes in the exact opposite. Who is like God? His humility is that source of power. Christ's humility is part of his power. It's part of love. And we're reminded that if we have great humility before the power of God, we're reminded of the mercy of God. We're reminded in this moment, with this battle for our souls, who are the ones who are going to rise? Those who walked with the righteous one, those who walked in the light, those who walked with Christ. You and I have nothing to fear if Christ is actually our path, if Christ is our light, if he is our way and our truth and our life. So if you're in that place right now, especially as we start to draw near to the end of the year, start to prepare for Advent, if you're in that place, if you haven't been to confession in a while, get there this week. Make the time. Make it a priority. Get to the sacrament and allow the light who is Christ, the mercy who is Christ, to absolve you through his instrument, the priest. Walk back into the light, because whether or not we realize it, whether or not we want to admit it, there is a battle going on. And the way that we act, the decisions we make, not only whether or not to sin, but whether or not to take advantage of God's grace through the sacraments, those decisions, they bear a weight. Those decisions, they have an effect on our eternity, on our eternal life. Christ wants us with him for eternity. He can transform your sin by his grace. Let God have a shot this week.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.